Hi, this is Clear Vision. You're watching me with Clear Vision today. I'm Rose, and boy, are we going to have a workout. We're going to have a workout in the Word. We're going to learn how to run, how to leap, and how to fly over walls, because the Lord says we can do that in Psalms. I'm here because I want you to see the power of God in your life. I want you to learn the power of God in you, so that you can know that you can stand to anything that comes against you and you can be strong. I love you so much, and I'll be back in just a minute. See you soon.
God's royal confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's royal confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's royal confidence with a seed gift of any amount. Place your order today for God's royal confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God.
Glory to the Lord. I am so excited about today's message. Every time the Lord gives me a deeper understanding of something, and I know that I'm going to come and share it with you, and it's going to give you hope, and it's going to change things in your life, that excites me, folks. So someone who's watching today that needs to understand that you can be strong in the Lord. You can be powerful in His might. Let's get into the Psalms today. Let's read Psalms 18:29. God said, David's writing the Psalms, and he's talking to the Lord about this. He said, "For by you, Lord, I can run through a troop, and by you, my God, I can leap over a wall." You see, when you were born again, when you were covered with the blood of Christ, you were given world-overcoming faith. You were given things in God that absolutely guarantees you that you are an overcomer, that you can run, you can leap, you can fly through anything in the name of Jesus. That's what the Lord was talking about in Isaiah 54:7 when He said, "No weapon formed against you can prosper. And every tongue that will rise against you, you will condemn in judgment." In judgment, you will condemn it. In judgment, you will condemn it. How are you going to do that? With the Word. Because this is your heritage. This is who you are. The greatest hero, women and men in the Bible, stand out with their strength. They stand out with their faith and their love of God and their depth of their faith. And you are just exactly like them. You have that same strength. You have that same depth of faith. You have that same God in you. You have, just like King David, he was powerful. He was a powerful man of God because he had God in his heart. He loved God with all of his heart. And yes, David made mistakes. Yes, he did things that didn't please God, but he had God in his heart, and God knew that he was a man after his own heart. Philippians 4:13 says you can accomplish anything through the power of Christ. And when you've got the power of Christ in your heart and God's word and love, and you're dedicated to be encouraging to yourself and to someone else, then you're going to run, leap, and fly. In the name of Jesus. We were laughing before the program started today because I've been on this big journey of eating right and treating my temple of the Holy Spirit right in my body. And I'm not a person that loves exercise. I don't like exercise. I don't like to get out and walk or just run or do those great things that a lot of people really get good at. Bob here in the studio, he was letting me know that he's walking 5 miles. And he said he started out by walking to his mailbox. And that was such a good point to make there. I caught that, Bob, when you said that. You start out when you start out growing in your strength of God. You start out taking one step at a time. There was a gentleman on a program the other day I was watching that has walked 5,000 miles. That was his goal, to walk from somewhere in California clear up into Canada. And they asked him, how did you even begin to think about walking 5,000 miles? And he says, I walk with a point ahead of me. And I look at that tree. I pick a tree out. Or I pick a mountain ridge out. Or I pick a little grazing area out. And I walk toward that. And when I get there, I pick another one out. So he does this over and over and over. When you're going through things, when you're going through trials, when you're going through pressures, when you're having problems and things that just pound on your heart, then you've got to step back. You've got to stand on the word. The word's the first thing. And stand on that word that says, through Christ you can do everything. Through his strength you can do all things. And you can run, leap, and fly over walls. When you are facing a difficulty, say it's a financial problem or a family member difficulty, you pick a point, just like we've been talking about, and you work toward that point. Maybe your point today with your difficult situation is just to get calm in your mind. Maybe that's the point you need. Just get calm in your mind. Just sit down and work toward having peace in your heart with the Lord. And start out with working toward that by realizing that you're going to make it through this. You are who God says you are. And he says you're going to make it, okay? Let's look at Psalm 18, 1 through 3, and 19 through 21. The same powerful God, you see, that helps you leap over any wall to life in life today is awesome. He's awesome. And he's the same God today as he was yesterday back with King David. He's the same God. Psalm 18 says, I love you fervently and devotedly, O Lord. You are my strength, O Lord. You're my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my keen and firm strength, in whom I will trust and take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I call upon you, Lord. You, Lord, who is to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You brought me forth also into a large place. You are delivering me because you are pleased with me and delight in me. You, Lord, reward me according to my righteousness, my conscious integrity and sincerity in you. For I have kept the ways of you, Lord. Beloved, you can thank God today for the strength that he's given you, for the confidence that he wants you to have. We're offering you materials today to help build your strength and your confidence in God. So when you see that come on the air, call the ministry, request those resources, because they're powerful tools. They're powerful in God's word. God's word is what makes life have purpose. God's word is who he is. God's word is what gives you the strength you need. God's word is medicine. It cleanses, it washes like water, and it can change your life forever. You are God's holy child. If you know the Lord today, you are God's holy child, and you're his royal grand champion winner. I've been teaching that now for several years, and I don't ever intend to stop teaching it. Because I know the difference. And I know when people sit around and complain and criticize and are doubtful and pick on each other and backbite and argue and quarrel about things, that nullifies the Word of God. That's negative thinking. That's very dangerous thinking. And when you speak it, it becomes active in your life. So today, when we come back here, I'm going to continue on after we have our little break in a minute. And I want you to understand, I want you to learn today that your part with God is to speak this word out loud over your life. It's to take action on this word. I got so tickled when we were talking about exercising, because I started doing some exercising with that Tai Bo exercise of Billy Blanks. And when I first watched it on the tape, I was sitting in the bed. And so as I sat in the bed, I'm watching this and I'm realizing, thinking, I can never do this. Well, you have to start somewhere. So even in the bed, I started Tai Bo. Anybody that knows about Tai Bo knows that it's this boxing exercises and strenuous from inside you, pushing and making your body obey you. Beloved, your life is so important to God. He is so determined to see that the reason His Son came is fulfilled, that you have life and enjoy it in abundance to the full till it overflows. And that's what I want you to know today. You can come through anything. You can make it. And you can't understand the fullness of that till you start trying. So let's take a little break here. I'll be right back. I love you so much, and I'll see you in just a second.
God's Royal Confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God.
Jesus loves you so much. And the Lord said, I have come that you have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's why He came. That's one of the reasons why He came. Another reason He came was to destroy the works of the devil. When Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil, He stopped the enemy from having victory over you. So if you think the enemy's bothering you, when people tell me the enemy's bothering them, I know automatically that they don't know that they're strong in Christ, that they have the confidence of God in them. See, if you understand you have confidence in God, and I know your desire today, I know your desire is to love the Lord with all your heart. I know your desire today is to have the goodness of God in your life. I know your desire today is to be strong in the Lord, to get through whatever trial you're going through, or to even help someone else get through the trial they're going through. Just look at Habakkuk. I think I'm saying that right, Bob. Am I saying that right? Habakkuk? Okay. Habakkuk really had difficulties and reasons to complain. He said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. That was a pretty impossible situation. And it's a reminder to us Because we have situations in our lives that are difficult. We have situations in our lives, folks, that are that look and absolutely, I know, seem impossible. I know when the Lord spoke to me to do television broadcast, I thought, there is no way. And now for 1 year, we're going up on our year anniversary now. For 1 year, we've done the productions and the broadcasts, and now God is expanding that. And he's showing me things in the next months that he's already planned for us to do. And there will be rivers of difficulty. There will be little trials to go through to get to that. Simple things, and some of them may be very difficult. But I have the Word, and you have the Word. Your life may be exactly the way you want it right today, but tomorrow it may not. Not because God's a changing God and he's going to bring calamity on your life to show you anything or burden you with anything. Because things happen. Things occur. And the confidence of God, the attitude of God is that, yes, I'm going to make this through this. Not because I'm this special person or I'm greater than anybody, but because I know the Lord. Because I know that God knows that when something bad is going to happen to me, if I'm going to suffer, he knows that I'm going to be interested and willing to have the joy of the Lord in my heart. He knows that. He wants you to know that. So many calls come into the ministry where people are struggling. They do not understand that God wants them blessed. They do not understand that God has blessings planned for them. They don't understand how to sow for those blessings. Sowing and reaping is a huge principle of God. It's basic. It works in farming. It works in finances. It works in emotions. If you go into friendships and relationships and into your family with an attitude of you're against me, I can't trust you, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, then that's what you're going to get back. But if you go into relationships and circumstances with an attitude of God loves you, God knows you, God has you protected, God has me protected, then you're going to example that to somebody. I took my little grandchildren this last week, last few days. I had a time off, and I took four of them to the lake, to the swimming, to swim in the lake. Now, two of them are water. I call them little water menace. They love to swim, and they love the water. And then two others, one is six and one is 10, my 10-year-old granddaughter. And she loves the water, but she doesn't have the confidence in herself and in that water that the two boys have, the two grandboys that are the same age. So her caution, her comfort level was way gone. She didn't have a comfort level at all. And that's the way it is when we take on new things or we are in circumstances that are troubling us and bringing us hardship and hurting us and making us feel like we have to struggle and that we're not going to get through it. I watched them for several hours that day. I got in the water with them. I love swimming. I've swam all my life. As a young girl, I was a lifeguard. I'm a great swimmer, diver, skier, all that kind of stuff. And so I watched the children very closely that day. And I noticed as the day went on, at first, getting off of the boat was a problem. Getting back into the boat was a problem. Oh, how are we going to do this? How are we going to make it down the ladder? Oh, hold the ladder, Mimi. Hold the ladder because it's wiggling. By the end of the day, they were jumping off of the boat, and they were coming up and down that ladder without anybody even knowing. They didn't even ask anybody to hold the ladder. Do you see? Their confidence level had increased. And that's exactly what we're talking about when you live your life with God. God increases your confidence level. He increases you to the point that you begin to understand you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you have to take those first seemingly dangerous, uncomfortable steps. Let's say you're angry or bitter with someone. Take the first step. Take the first step to be forgiving. Lay aside unforgiveness. Oh, I know it's a fearful step, because our nature, our natural mind, and the enemy wants us to be afraid, wants us to be concerned, wants us to doubt, wants to steal our joy. Just like the day on the lake with the children. If we had stood and yelled at the children, "Get in the water, go ahead and get in the water." Or we had said, "Oh, you better be careful getting in the water. You don't know what's in that water. You never know what's going to happen when you get in that water. Look, you can't even see down in that water. You don't know what's down." See, that would have set up a situation that was so dangerous for them. But now they're learning to appreciate, to understand, to have trust in God in themselves. And one of my little grandsons, Colin, he said, "I am here in the glory of the Lord." Imagine that. On the lake, he said, "I'm here in the glory of the Lord." The glory of the Lord will take care of me. Isn't that wonderful that he knew to say that? Isn't it wonderful when we know to say that? Let's trust the Lord today. Let's make sure that we don't give the devil any victory. Let's make sure today, folks, if you're watching and you're having a struggle in your life, call the ministry. Let's talk about it. Get this little book, God's Royal Confidence, this one right here I've got, and God, the 30 Days, the Champion in You, and at the end of the program. Call in, get Living God, get any of the books I have, and let me start working with you to teach you the Word. Start sowing to the Lord your hope. Start sowing your confidence. Start sowing the love of God that He's put in you. He has so much love in you. He loved you enough to create you. He loves you enough to keep you. And He loves you enough to send you into the future with a hope and an expected good end. I love you so much. I'll be back in just a second to pray with you. And if you don't know the Lord today, stay with me and let's pray together. I want you to see Jesus. I want you to see the love and the kindness that Jesus has for you, the goodness, the hope of His glory, in the name of Jesus. I love you. I'll see you in just a second.
God's Royal Confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God.
Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. That's awesome. Isn't that amazing to think about that? And I want you to pray that with me today. I want you to pray this prayer with me. If you don't know the Lord, say, "Father, I love you, Father. I want Jesus in my heart. I receive Jesus as your Son and my Lord and Savior today. I accept Him. I believe in Him. I know Him now. Thank you, Father, for bringing Him into my life. Thank you for bringing His love and goodness into my life in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And if you've just prayed that prayer, then call or write into the ministry and let us start working with you to build your spirit, to build the Word of God in you. We've got to learn to throw down our past. We've got to learn to thank God every day, no matter what trial we're going through, no matter what condition things appear to be in. We've got to start praying. So let's pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let's pray a little prayer that's in this little God's Royal the 30 days, not the confidence, but the 30 days. Let's pray this little prayer today on day 13. Father, I just thank you. I thank you that I don't let regrets and bitterness and unforgiveness of yesterday destroy the hopes of you in my life and the hopes for tomorrow. I thank you, Father, that no matter what, you're a God of restoration. I thank you today, Father, that you are the gift of forgiveness. So, Father, today, help me forgive, Lord. Help me be forgiving to those that don't even know that they've hurt me. Help me forgive myself, Lord. Help me forgive myself. Help me stand in your presence today, Father, and release every hurt, past, wrong that I've experienced or that I've caused. Thank you, Lord. I run to you now, Lord. I run to you, and I run into your presence to not only be there, but to stay there, to never go from there. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for me, for all the good things in life that you have for me, planned for my good, for my future. I thank you for that, Lord. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. And I know that you love me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'll see you next time. This is Rose.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus as promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life.